go to New Jersey. We have an anonymous caller listening on Domestic Church Radio. Hello, welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm so glad that I could get through and was invited to call because of Father being there and helping out with relationships, especially this evening. I've been struggling for quite some time, Father, with a relationship with my sister. I come from a large, good Catholic family that were raised to be good Catholics, and there seems to be a wound that reopens every few years in my life, and it relates to over 30 years ago where my sister, she and I had been very close for years up to that point of college, and she had an abortion, and given the way our family was raised, things like that were kept secret, and I did for years, but this harbored on me so much back then that I really had to seek counseling. Mm-hmm. And it affected me because in keeping that secret, everything, like life was just going on, and this was really eating at me. And when I saw a great priest back then, he taught me all about forgiving my sister. And it wasn't easy back then, but it worked, and it really released me, and I loved her again. Mm-hmm. But what then, again, like about 10 years later, I come to find out from her own lips that she didn't regret that abortion. In other words, what I'm getting at, it seems like this great mortal sin that occurred, and then her able to move on with her life, and everything seemed to be fine with my life as well. I got married, she got married, and she even married the gentleman that, you know, she had had the abortion through, and they have children since. There was news that came out even just recently again that my parents even knew. So this kind of reopens this wound of this past. And Father, I just can't seem to let go of it. And I often think about the parable of the prodigal son. You know, how the father opened his arms for the son when he came back, and he was so sorry for his sin. And I'm not saying I'm perfect or that older brother who looks upon the father like, how can you kill the fatted calf for him? But I feel like there were times, yes, there are times in my life when I'm like, I don't understand. How is it that everyone overlooks that sin of abortion, and when she's not even regretting it again? And then I find out my parents knew all along, and yet I was told, keep your mouth shut about it, and your sister's fine, and these things happen. I don't know. It's like I'm 53 years old, and I feel like this is like way back and 30 years ago again when I hear about or this is brought up again. It's almost as if I feel like I had the abortion.
Well, that's what I was getting to. It sounds like this your issue isn't so much about your sister as it is about feeling somehow ignored and on the short end of the stick, that somehow your parents are showing a blind eye to her failings and somehow not acknowledging you in a positive way. Is that because it sounds like you're hurt? Something has happened to you.
Yes. It really almost feels that way, Father, because I know that we were all raised to respect life, and we all loved children, and it just seemed like something that, because of maybe my parents' culture or upbringing, you know, you didn't talk about these things, and you just let bygones be bygones. But this was a huge thing. And I just feel like there wasn't enough really dealing with it.
Are there other areas in which you feel that you've been treated kind of as a second-class member of the family?
It seems
to me that's where the issue is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think your sister's kind of the occasion to bring this up. But I think the problem really is between you and your parents and the way they've treated you. And when these things come up, it just adds fuel to the fire, and it's salt on an open wound, and the womb is still open. Do you have a spiritual director by any chance? I probably not.
No, I don't.
It would be good for you to have one, or at least a regular confessor that you could talk to about these things, because you need to kind of get them out in order to recognize what you're really dealing with. It's only when that happens that you're able to have any healing. So I would encourage you to do that. If there's a priest in your parish or in a neighboring parish that you feel comfortable with, I would encourage you to do that. Or maybe a sister, if there's one around that you know that might be understanding, you know, religious, or even a friend. But somebody you need to talk to about this, and you know, possibly even a counselor. But I would start with a spiritual director first, or a regular confessor. Okay. And if you have a need to talk further about this and would like to talk to me about it on the phone, you can certainly call me here at Catholic Answers, and we'll see what we can do.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you, Father. Okay, you're welcome.